We join in the common quest for the discovery of life's deeper meaning, the enduring strength of hope, the inspiration of joy and laughter, for the mind's illumination by the torch of wisdom, for hearts warmed by the mysteries of love, and for souls enriched by the winds of a living spirit. And with these words, I'm very happy to welcome you here to our service today. It's good to see you as we gather for worship. This being the first Sunday of the month, we spend the first part of the service inviting the members, the younger folk in our church family, members of our church school, to be with us for the first part of the service. A special welcome to all of you. And a welcome as well to any of you who are visiting with us today, either for the first time or if you're back from a previous visit. We're especially grateful for your presence and invite you to come and join us after the service for coffee and conversation in the dining room. Get to know us a little better. And if you'd like to learn more about this church, this congregation, and about our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, please stop by the newcomers table. Someone will meet and greet you there, answer any questions you may have, give you some literature about who we are and what we're about. And if you've been considering membership in our congregation, I would urge you to do two things. As Lori mentioned, keep the October the 22nd date in mind. That'll be the first of three after-church gatherings with lunch provided for Unitarian Universalism 101. People will want to take that. It runs a little over an hour each time. And also, if you'd like to pursue membership, you can find a form on the newcomers table. You can fill that out. It'll be passed along to myself and to our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey, and we'll be in touch with you. We have anyone who is visiting us for the very first time today. If you'd like to identify yourself, just put your hand up. Oh, good to see you. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Our sixth grade church school class will light our candles.